Nick, I know you focused on the Patriots, obviously, but it definitely seems you kind of keep track of rosters around the league. The Bills are 2-0, and they definitely have gotten better from when you guys played them, say, first last year. Have you seen the overall talent on their roster improve as they've started winning? Like, can you look at them in the field and notice a dramatic difference?
I think they've added some new players to their team this year. Merriman's playing. Nick Barnett, they signed him. But I think there's a lot of guys that have been really consistent and productive players for them over the past X amount of years, whether that's Chris Kelce, who started a number of games and been a real consistent player. Kyle Williams went to the Pro Bowl last year, played at a high level last year. Their secondary essentially has remained intact from last season, with the exception of, they added Aaron Williams in the draft. So, I mean, they were competitive against us throughout the course of the year, in addition to some other teams. So I think they've added to the mix of what they had on the roster last year, both defensively and offensively. I mean, offensively, their skill players, it's essentially the same group that was very productive last year. That's kind of picked up where they left off. I mean, Fred Jackson's been as good a back as there's been in the league probably for the past couple of years. So I think it's a combination of players that have been on the roster with the addition of some newer players, in addition to Darius, who I didn't mention yet, but he's the third overall pick, who would say is probably one of their better defensive players. So, I mean, they have a lot of good football players, like a lot of teams do, and we're preparing to play a good football team on Sunday.
Nick, if you guys are forced into a situation where you have to sign a punter, it's a little bit unique just in terms of the specialty aspect of the job. What are you looking for in an emergency situation if you're forced to do that? What are the important things you'd be looking for at this time?
Sure. I mean, I think any position, when you're looking for a player that can come in and help your football team in some capacity. As it relates specifically to the kicking position, the special teams position, I mean, there's elements, whether it's ball handling, ball placement, wind conditions, plus 50 punting, backed up. I mean, so there's things that we face on a week-to-week basis. So, you know, we just have to figure out whoever that player may be, you know, who gives us the best chance and who's able to handle those elements. So, I mean, I think there's a lot that goes into every decision every week and, you know, with the entire roster, just in terms of every position, in terms of who's going to play. So, but as it relates to specific position, I mean, there are certain skills that player is going to have to possess relative to others.
I guess let me ask it differently. So there's 32 jobs, 32 punting jobs, and for the most part, most teams carry one punter, I assume. How is the supply based on the supply of available talent based on that fact that there's basically 32 jobs out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's really no different than any other position. I mean, there's 32 quarterbacks on every team. So there's a pool of players that are on rosters, and a pool of players that are available that are not with teams. So we'll evaluate that pool of players like we do every week at every position and figure out who makes the most sense for the Patriots. If there's an opportunity for us to add that player to the team, then we'll do it.
Nick, how do you see with Aaron Hernandez likely out this week, how do you see that affecting the roster? I mean, is that a position that can be filled by, say, a receiver? You know, would you guys look to add another tight end because he's kind of officially a tight end? How do you function with that?
I mean, I think it's really specific to the opponent that we're playing, and we look at the players that we have on our team, and we figure out the best way to attack that particular team, whether it's multiple tight ends, multiple receivers, multiple running backs, whatever the case may be. So, I mean, we'll prepare like we do every week. I mean, the game plan's not even in yet. We haven't even started practicing, so we don't even exactly know where we're going to be come Sunday. So we'll take it one day at a time, and, you know, once we have all the information at our expense, then we'll do what we feel is best for the team.
Actually, Nick, can you talk about Marcell Dareus? Obviously, number three pick, everyone loved him. Do you think he's an instant impact type of guy, as he's shown so far?
Yeah, it's a pretty... That's a pretty formidable combination that they have on the interior of their defensive front with he and Kyle Williams. I mean, Kyle's been a very steady and consistent player, productive player, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. And Marcell he has a unique combination of skills. He's big, he's strong, he's powerful, and I would say for his size that he's athletic. I mean, He can rush the passer. He can play the run. He can play in his feet. He's a very disruptive player, which he was at Alabama. So, you know, it's a good combination. I mean, they rotate a lot of players along that defensive front, both on the interior of the defensive line and on the perimeter of the defensive line. You know, Troupe, they drafted last year, gives him some snaps. Spencer Johnson. So, I mean, they roll a lot of players through there, but, I mean, Darius has given teams problems in a regular season, and he gave teams problems in the preseason. And, I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he's a third overall pick, and he's certainly worthy of that status, and he's been a good player for them, no question.
Nick, what are your thoughts on the center, Eric Wood? That guy came out 3 years ago, 2009, first-round pick. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, they moved him to center. He's played guard over the past few years, at least when he was healthy, because they had Han Gardner playing center. So they bumped him over, and he's been, you know, he's been a consistent player. I mean, he's tough. He's smart. He's a good athlete. He has good playing strength. He has a good playing style. Their offensive line has played well over the past two games. Got some younger players like he and Levitre, who, if I remember correctly, I think they took him in the same year. It might have been the year after, but who started a number of games basically since he's been in the league. He's been a three-year starter. So between Levitre and Wood on the interior, Craig Erbick, who they acquired either on waivers or they signed as a free agent, is another younger player. And then Bell is started there for a number of years. And then, you know, Piers is playing right tackle. They have some other guys that are working at that position. So collectively as a group, that they've played well. Eric's a good player. And he's been able to make the transition over from guard to center.
All right, Nick, thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.